Tri-Center enters playoff action after two straight losses to both Woodbury Central and Kingsley Pearson. The Trojans are looking to get back on track this week in terms of the offensive and the defensive games. Tri-Center played in the tough weather conditions last week and looks at this Friday as their chance to chisel their name further into playoff action.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like you said, we ended with two losses on the season, but, you know, both really good teams. You know, last Friday night, everybody had the same conditions, but it was just a miserable game, and, you know, with the weather and everything, and just came out just a little bit short on that. I was really proud of my guys. You know, stats-wise, we were right there even with Kingsley, and, you know, I think both of us ended up with just right at 200 yards of total offense for the evening, so nothing to hang our hats on, but feel fortunate to get into the postseason.
Head coach Ryan Schroeder is looking for his team to push their momentum forward and work defensively in the tackling game. Benton Berry led in tackles with 7, while Tristan Gunderson was right behind him with 6.5. The Trojans were able to push forward downfield and pursue the quarterback of Bo Goodwin, but weren't able to put him down in the dirt. If the tackling game is successful, the team heads in the right direction.
You know, I think it comes down to tackling. You know, we were really aggressive on Friday night, got into the backfield a lot of times, just weren't able to get Kingsley's quarterback, who's a really, really good athlete. Weren't able to get him on the ground. So we've worked a lot on tackling this week. You know, we'll still continue to be aggressive like we always are, and just got to secure those tackles and get everybody the ball carrier.
One player that sticks out this season is Carter Kunze, as he is just under 1,000 yards rushing with 984 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns. He is also the team's second-best tackler with 40 tackles this season and has both a fumble recovery and an interception on defense. He is a key player that relies on his offensive line. The offensive line has continued to open up the windows on the line for Carter to be successful. Senior Isaac Woolhunter has returned to the field for the Trojans as well to help out in the passing game, as he went 7-22 for 80 yards and a touchdown.
You know, I think you said it just right there. You know, I think our offensive line continues to get better every week. You know, they're a young bunch of kids. They'll all be back next year. So I think it's between that, you know, them getting more adapt to playing that position and working together as a group. And then Carter is, you know, reading blocks and figuring out, you know, those little things that can help a running back. He's starting to see seams better, starting to see holes, putting his foot in the ground and breaking on those seams. So I think over time, you know, and we've seen it, you know, through him with him and his offensive line, they get better every week.
Tri-Center is taking on Akron Westfield tonight, a team that has a balanced offense with over 2,500 total yards this season. Layton Cook leads the Westerners with 1,134 passing yards this season and 10 touchdowns. The Trojans will have to look to stop primary receivers Tatum Wilkin and Jack Terpstra, as they have accounted for 770 yards and 5 touchdowns combined. One thing about Cook is that he does not stop in the running game, as he has rushed for 735 yards and 10 touchdowns to add on to his passing stats.
I think it's going to come down to up front. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm a big believer, big coach in line of scrimmage. I think we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage both offensively and defensively, at least, you know, do our best to do so. I think a lot's going to be won in the trenches, you know, on Friday. And then, you know, that being said too, our coverage guys, he's a good scramble quarterback, and his receivers work hard. You know, if their initial, you know, route's not there, they work hard to find grass and get open. So we've worked a lot this week on, you know, continuing coverages and staying with our guy and, you know, being in the hip of those receivers. So I think those two things, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage and then our secondary being, you know, being very focused on staying with their guys, I think that's going to be key for us.
Tri-Center takes on Akron Westfield tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.